Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did. Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
It's time for SOTA Money Trends with Metairie Bank on WWL. And Paul Myers from the North Shore, he's the North Shore Market President for Metairie Bank, joins us on WWL. Paul, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. How are you?
Good. Okay, look, last week was America Saves Week, and Metairie Bank was very much involved in that. And you and John LeBlanc do a great job of talking about savings. And I think people, and I'm speaking for myself because I'm one of them, I feel like if I can't save a lot, if it's not enough to save, then I'm just not going to bother saving it. And that certainly isn't the right attitude.
It's not, Scoot. And look, we are a society where we look at it and everything's got to be big numbers. But the reality is we've got to start somewhere. And there was an article in last week's one of the Wall Street Journals from last week. And actually, I left it at the house, and I hate that I did that. But it talked about how a percentage, and I want to say it was over 25% of Americans polled, if they had an issue come up within their household that was more than $500, they were going to have to go put that on credit card or some other method to cover the payment because they didn't have the cash. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you start thinking about that, that's kind of terrifying in many ways. And then, you know, there are studies that say one in five adults age 30 plus don't have any retirement or savings to speak of. And I think a big barrier to that is just people not knowing where to go and what questions to ask. I think there's just a fear that creates that barrier to entry.
Yeah. You know, it's really easier than you think to save. And you, like you say, you could start with just a little bit, but it has to be a mentality. And, you know, I think once you develop the habit, I'm just going to sneak a little bit of money into the savings account. And then maybe you start to get in the habit and you start really trying to challenge yourself to sneak a little more money in there.
Well, and look, it's one of those things where, and again, I put myself in these conversations and what my wife and I do with our family, and we have a savings account here, but we don't have it tied to any of the online banking or mobile banking apps or anything else that we offer here at the bank. It's a standalone savings account, and we get a paper statement once a month. And the reason why we do that is that money we put, and look, it can be, if you get paid every week, or you get paid twice a month, take $20 per paycheck. If you can afford $20, if you can't afford $20, take $10. But automatically put it into that account that's not tied to your checking account, that's not tied to anything, because then you don't see it. Mm-hmm. Then it's just, right, you're paying yourself first, and it's there. That's that automatic saving portion of what you can do to really – is it – you're not going to look at it in 3 months and go, wow, I've got $10,000. No, not unless you have the ability to do that. But what it does is it gets you started. And you know, if you're able to, let's say you get a bonus maybe once a year or twice a year, or you get a pay raise, maybe you can increase what you're putting in savings, you know, put a little bit so that if you got a little breathing room in your monthly budget, of course, but increase that savings rate. Those are the kind of things, you know, you want to make sure that if you do it automatically, you don't have to think about it.
Yeah.
And you want to know how that works. all of our taxes are taken out automatically.
Right.
We don't see those.
Yeah.
We don't think about it.
No, that's
so it's
right.
an automatic thing.
You know, and I think as human beings, I can speak for myself. If I see a savings account grow a little bit, I'm inspired to want to put more money in the account. So, it causes me to look for reasons to put the money in the account first. Because look, you know, in the course of a week, we all spend money we don't have to spend. And if you start to add up what you spend on fancy coffee drinks or what you spend in wine or alcohol, if you cut that back a little bit, I think you'd be surprised how much you spend per month in that. And some of that could go into a savings account.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. And look, you know, one of the things that you can start at any age. You know, you and I are more seasoned in our career, but you can start at any age, and starting with kids, that's great. Whether you're saving for unexpected items, whether it's you're saving to achieve major milestones that you know that you're going to need to buy a new car, or you want to buy a new home, or you know the other thing too, and this point can't be missed, and we've talked about it before and we continue to talk about it, but the reduction of personal debt, of credit cards or personal loans, those are things that because you're not having to pay some of the more exorbitant interest rates on revolving debt, That also helps you to save as well, because you're not having to service that debt.
And look, as long as I have you on the phone with Metairie Bank, what does Metairie Bank do to help people save money? What does Metairie Bank do to encourage people?
Well, look, we've got a lot of great things. We've got obviously you get your traditional banking products, where we've got money markets, we've got savings accounts, we've got CDs. I've even had an individual who found themselves in a situation where, we just had tax day, and they found themselves where they actually owed taxes. And they were a little worried that they were going to have to deplete, I think it was almost about 40% of what they had in their savings account. And that gave them some trepidation, right? They were worried about that. So actually what we ended up doing is, and a lot of people don't realize you can do this, is they actually they took the money that they were going to have to move out of the bank to cover taxes, and because in this particular situation, they're in sales and they've got a bonus coming up based upon how they're paid. And what we did is we did a CD for 7 months. And because now you're earning money on your money. Now, granted, you're also – you've got to pay – we did the CD, and then we did a loan against the CD to help them cover their taxes. So what that does is that way, when they get their bonus, they're actually going to pay the loan off against the CD. They're still earning interest. They can put the CD back into their savings account if they want. They can roll the CD over. But it made them feel a little bit better that the money just wasn't gone. And because of the way that we do our CD secured loans, it was at a rate that they were comfortable with, and they were appreciative that we helped them kind of think, as much as this term gets way overused, think outside the box or think creatively to help them, because they had, to your point, when you save and you see that number go up and you start to feel confident, like you're achieved something, and there's a sense of pride and say, look, I'm getting over the hump. And then when something like that comes up. So that was a way that we worked with them to help them feel better about not having to just liquidate what they had in the bank.
Yeah.
So those are great things. It's all about the different need, and you know, between we've got MB investment services that we have, where we've got some financial advisors that depend upon the need. Every one thing that I will always say: every loan, every request, every customer with a deposit, checking, savings, CD, doesn't matter. There may be similarities, but everybody has a different need. And the beauty of where we are as a community bank and Metairie Bank is, I joke because it was community bank week a couple weeks ago as well. And the song goes, ain't there no more and more of our local community banks are going by the wayside. But now that, you know, and Metairie Bank, we're still here, you know, over 77 years, we recognize the need to understand our customers and our communities. And we listen.
And Paul, if somebody, you know, just like an average person walked in with a, you know, a small checking account or something, they could sit down with an officer with Metairie Bank and you'd explain to them, like somebody could just sit down and say, hey, how can I start to save some money? Help me figure this out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there is no account too small. And everybody is treated the same. We take care of our customers, and we take care of our communities. And, you know, it's what's the saying that I was taught to treat the president and the janitor the same way, the president of the company and the janitor the exact same
right.
way. And that's
right.
It doesn't matter who you are. You're a Metairie Bank customer, or you want to become a Metairie Bank customer. We're happy to help you. We're happy to sit down and visit with you and figure out what works best for you.
Paul, earlier in the conversation, you said something like, you know, you kind of implied that you're like everybody else. And you're really not, because, you know, while some of us were like, you know, looking for our dad's magazines, you know, we know that you were looking for your dad's ledger. I mean, where was he hiding his ledger? Because, like, that's something that you got excited about, the ledger and the balance of the checkbook. You know, that doesn't excite everybody, but, you know, you're that guy who's into the numbers, who's into the money, and I admire people like you. I wish I were more like you.
Scoot, I grew up so dirt poor. There was no ledger. There was no checkbook. There were no numbers to balance.
Well, look at
you
now.
I recognize that you know, I learned early on, the numbers don't lie. And if you embrace it and you figure it out, you don't run from it. There's something empowering about that. So that's why I guess I get kind of keyed up when we talk about these things, because you're taking the control of your finances and your life, and you're making a difference.
No, it's true. And let's say you get a windfall, like you win tickets for Jazz Fest, but you were going to buy them. If you win tickets from us for Jazz Fest and you didn't have to buy them, take the money that you were going to use to buy them and put that in a savings account.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, look, you know, one of the things it talks about is you know, when you start talking about saving for the unexpected, look, we around here all recognize the issues and the challenges associated when we have a storm, just like last week with the poor folks over in Slidell with the tornadoes. But, you know, we live in an area where we are prone to hurricanes and weather events, and we want to ensure that we can do what we need to do to protect, whether it's our family, our friends, our property, and not have to go leverage ourselves to a point where we're constantly worried about what we're going to do next.
Paul,
and all that is in planning.
It's always great to visit with you. Paul Myers is the North Shore Market President from Metairie Bank, and thank you for your time and thank you for your wisdom, and we'll talk again soon.
Absolutely, Scoot. I actually just pulled up to our new branch that we're building on Highway 21 in Covington. So it's really coming along, and we're excited.
Great. All right. Thanks a lot, Paul. We'll talk again soon.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.